USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Health officials are raising concerns about the rise in COVID cases across the country. The numbers of kids and teens are also rising sharply, according to reports from pediatric hospitals. Some of the states with the worst cases include New York, Ohio, Texas, and Pennsylvania. According to the American Academy of Pediatrics, 170,000 children tested positive for COVID last week. That's an increase of nearly 28% in just 2 weeks.
The system of this country, apartheid, is immoral.
South African Archbishop Desmond Tutu has passed away. He cast an indelible impression on the world by speaking out against apartheid before it was dissolved in South Africa. In 2009, he received the Presidential Medal of Freedom from Barack Obama. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently, remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free. With an annual subscription, it's all at patriotvpn.com. That's patriotvpn.com.
On CBS's Face the Nation, Vice President Harris spoke about a few regrets.
Since taking office last January, Vice President Kamala Harris has traveled to a half dozen nations, visited multiple U.S. cities and states, and taken repeated trips to her home state of California, including this Christmas weekend. But in a pre-recorded interview, Harris identified her biggest failure since taking office.
To not get out of D.C. more. I mean, and I actually mean that sincerely for a number of reasons. The president and I came in, you know, COVID had already started. It was the pandemic had started. And when we came in, we really couldn't travel.
Harris made the remark to Margaret Brennan of CBS News, who spoke with Harris for this weekend's edition of Face the Nation. From the USA Radio News, West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Bingo fun fact number 6. Americans spend over $90 million weekly on bingo. Why? When you can play Bingo Treasure for free. Go to BingoRadioUSA.com. Play from any device, your smartphone, tablet, or computer. The account is free. The play is free. Play one card. Play more. Chat with other players. Meet new friends. All free at BingoRadioUSA.com. That's BingoRadioUSA.com. Bingo from any device. Hurry. Free accounts are limited.
The world is mourning the passing of two legendary musicians. USA's Chris Barnes has the story.
The lead singer of a 60s band has passed away.
Oh, yeah, wait a minute, wait,
Wanda Young, the lead singer of the Marvelettes, who joined up with that group in 1965, has passed away at 78. Her family says she died after suffering complications from chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. Another well-known musician has also passed away, as J.D. Crowe, a legendary bluegrass banjo player, is dead at 84.
It was there I first listened.
Tributes already pouring in. Grammy Award-winning guitarist Billy Strings took to Twitter to call Crowe a legend, saying he had tone, tastes, and timing like no other. From the New England Bureau of USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Police in California say a surfer has died after he was attacked by a great white shark. The body of a male surfer was found in the water off Morro Bay State Park, which is about 225 miles north of Los Angeles. The death is under investigation. Beachgoers were told to stay out of the water for 24 hours following the attack. This is the first fatal shark attack in San Luis Obispo County in 18 years. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.